We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to the panel game, recently described as the show we'd most like to work on by the union of panel beaters and body crushers. Two teams oppose each other in the ensuing farce. They are, on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Tim Brooke Taylor and William Rushton. The rules are quite simple. The teams do what I tell them. And in this first round, the aim is to put the last nail in the coffin of a long-running radio or television show and close the series in one line. Colin Sell will play the theme music or something very like it, and I shall award points for bad taste. Barry, you put the final word to the Generation Game.
Nice to see you.
Willie, your one is The Quest.
No.
I'm over here.
Graham Garden. Graham, will you put the last sentence to The Duchess of Duke Street?
I don't believe you've met Sir Charles Forte.
Right, on to the next round without a backward glance. Incidentally, this is where I introduce a round that's played at the end of the program. And I'm going to announce it now in order to give the teams time to think of silly names for people arriving at the politician's ball. Oh. The politician's ball. And, of course, all of you listening at home will join in on this one.
Bags
are fat but we care. We have a round now which is, the title of which is self-explanatory. And it's a very concise title. Words of one song to tune of another. No. I want each team to sing the words of one song to the tune of another. And the tune will be provided, of course, on the piano by Colin Sell. Willie Rushton, will you sing I Belong to Glasgow to the tune of Deutschland über alles?
I don't know either.
I belong to Glasgow, dear old Glasgow town. But what's the matter with Glasgow? For it's going round and round and round. I'm only a common old working chap, as anyone can see. But where I get a couple of drinks on a Saturday, Glasgow belongs to me.
Well, I've got to give you 10 marks after that ovation.
Thank you.
Graham, you're next. Will you sing I Feel Pretty to the tune of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony?
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright. And I pity any girl who isn't me tonight. I feel charming, oh so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel. Oh, that.
Tim Brooke Taylor, your words are the hokey cokey, and the song is As Long As He Needs Me.
Will you put your left arm out? Your left arm in, left arm out. And shake it all out. Do the cokey cokey. And turn around, that's what it's all about. See, you put your right arm out.
Another 10 marks there. Barry, your words are, where did you get that hat? And the melody you have to sing it to is the Dam Busters March.
Follow the bouncing bomb. Where did you get that hat? Where did you get that smile?
Is that a piece of coffee?
Well, as you heard, that round was an absolute walkover for Barry Crime. I've got another new one now. This is a nice one, this one. It's a round that's called Strip Quiz. And it's based on the old-fashioned principles of strip poker, which you no doubt know. I ask questions of the panelists. I shall ask questions of the panelists. And
Tim Brooksell is lagging himself.
Each time they get one wrong, they have to sacrifice one garment. And I should tell you that in order to be absolutely fair, the team are now wearing shirts, trousers, and shoes and socks, which will count as one garment. Anything after that will remain to be seen.
All that fuss over such a little thing.
Now then.
Self-criticism is very...
Attention, please, because I'm going to go very fast here, and these are quite tricky questions. Barry, you first. What is the capital of England?
London.
Willie, what is one and one?
Two.
Graham, what is the name of the Queen of England?
Elizabeth.
Tim, what is the pharmacopoeial name for turpentine?
Nigel?
No, I'm sorry. The word is terebinthina.
I didn't know anybody still wore those.
Tim loses his shirt. Tim loses his shirt on that one, but still, there's everything to play for.
Does it cross my heart, Tim?
No, yes, it is.
Attention, please, for the next round.
Lifts and holds.
Barry.
Yes.
What's your name?
Barry.
Willie, what's Barry's name?
Barry Mainley.
Graham, what's Willie's name?
Willie.
Tim, what is the name of the author of the play The Captain Is Not Amiss, first produced in 1836?
Wait, I don't know.
Who? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
They do still wear those.
Can we go on to the next round, please, Humphrey? You're a very good chairman, and can we go on to the next round, please?
I'm sorry, Tim, you've lost your socks and shoes there, but still, it's early days. Early days yet.
You can see where the tan
right,
stops.
Next round. Barry, how many fingers do you have on your left hand?
My left hand? Oh, that's a tricky one. Four. And one thumb.
I'll accept that answer. Oh. Willie, how many fingers do you have on your right hand?
I agree.
Graham, how many fingers do you have on both hands together?
Eight and two thumbs.
Oh,
that's great. Tim, how many letters... Tim Brooke-Taylor, how many letters are there in the philological word meaning the development of a glide vowel between two consonants?
49,
you said. I'm sorry. The answer is 11.
I said 11.
Get him off.
I'll accept 11 from you. Can you tell me what the word is?
Yes.
What? Yes, there's only three.
You wanted to know what it means, Tom?
No, I'll tell you what. I'm sorry, you've lost that one. The word is Svarabhakti.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, we know that.
Get him off.
And Tim Brooke-Taylor now has to remove his trousers and only has his underpants left.
God bless St. Michael.
And we come to the climactic round.
Rusty zip.
So would you if you had only...
Barry.
Yes.
Attention, crowd, please. Barry, name a four-legged animal.
Horse.
Willie, name a creature which flies.
Nate Kimbrough-Taylor.
I'll accept that. Graham, name a creature with a beak.
Only one beak.
Only one beak.
Sparrow.
Quite right.
Good, good. Yes. Good.
Tim, name a crab of the group which is characterized by a triangular cephalothorax with projecting rostrum.
Can I help you with the laces?
Anthony Wedgwood Benn.
Close, but not close enough. The answer is Oxyrhynch.
Well, that's
and at this point, ladies and gentlemen, Tim Brooke Taylor, having lost, has to remove his underpants.
Can I turn off my radio?
Yeah, I thought it was a bit of an anticlimax.
All trailer and no big picture.
Here's a familiar round, which has become a favourite with us all. The teams are going to make up a poem. It's called Ad-Lib Poem, in fact, the round. They're going to make up a poem, and each team member must keep going until I press the buzzer, and then a member of the opposing team must take over with the next line. This goes on until the natural artistic conclusion is reached or until none of us can stand it any longer. I'm going to give you the first line of a poem. Barry Cryer, I want you to follow up on this one. On an ice floe in the Arctic, I saw a penguin pass.
On an ice floe in the Arctic, I saw a penguin pass. Sure of tread and fleet of foot, though the ice it twere of glass. Hello there, little penguin. Do you know Derek Nimmo, I cried.
Willie?
I don't know Derek Nimmo, said the penguin, though I've tried. I communicate quite often with the aforesaid Nimmo.
Graham.
As often as I can, that is, among this ice and snow. For he is not a regular upon this frosty shore.
Tim?
He cannot afford to travel because he is rather poor. Perfectly. Honest, I must say to you, I am a penguin bright. I live up in the Arctic Circle, where the sky... where it is always night. I have to go on with this poem. I can see it's true that in the Arctic...
And very well you do it, sir, I cried. Would I were like you, a poetast, a rhyme maker, and a penguin just are you. I wish I could make poems, and then the sky would be blue, the sun, 'twas gold, and all around the lights did shine, and then...
Excuse me, but do you know a rhyme for 3:30?
That was so good that we'll go on and do another one straight away. Willie, you're going to start this one. There were three doughty golfers waiting on the tee.
One that waits for you, and two that wait for me. For I'm to make up a four ball. I think that is the phrase.
And if it's not, I'd better not say that in front of Reyes. Ray is a little fellow who plays a game of golf.
Oh. He is so little, you could call him a dwarf. These poems, this poem, it me always scares, but I'm beginning to sound like Pam Ayres. However, golf is the subject now. I'd rather not be sitting here, I'd rather be a cow. For cows, they go on golf courses because they are quite brave.
They walk among the greens and bunkers. To habit, they are a slave. They walk up fairways to the flag, and then they stop a trice. They
do things with their niblicks. which you can't describe as nice. Their rudders and their putters, they keep in tartan bags.
With just room in the corner for a packet of 25. I don't know if you've ever seen a cow upon the green.
But it is the strangest thing that you'll have ever seen. For it to swing to left and right as it crosses to and fro.
But to see it do a hole in one, it's marvellous, you know.
Now, then, this next round is called Sing Along, and in this round, each panelist has to sing along with a disc. Once the tune and the tempo have been established, the sound of the disc will disappear and the panelist will be left on his own. After an embarrassing pause, the disc will come back and the panelist scores points if he's still with it. We're going to start this round now with Willie Rushton.
Do we have some words?
Give us some words.
I've got some words. Oh, I have some words here for you. Oh. These are the words of early one morning, if you'd pass that to Willie. And Willie, I want you to sing this one along with Nana Muscuri.
I have four eyes. Can't hear you, dear. Here one morning, just as the sun was rising, I heard a young missing in the garden, valley below. Oh, don't deceive me, would never. For she's foreign, could you use her for to try, woman? Remember the vows that you made to me truly. Remember how tenderly you nestled close to me. Gay is the garland, fresh are the roses I've culled from the garden to bind over thee. Here I now wander alone as I wander. Why did you leave me, Nana, to sigh and complain? I asked of the roses, why should I be forsaken? Why must I hear in sorrow?
Hurry up, woman! Faster, you stupid!
Graham Garden, you're going to do the next one. Your song is When I'm Cleaning Windows, and you have to sing along with Guess Who? George Formby.
Now I go cleaning windows and an honest bob for a nosy parker. It's an interesting job. Now it's a job that just suits me. A window cleaner you would be. You can see what I can see when I'm cleaning windows in my
It's not written down. Wrong. Typed very close to the paper.
There's only mooning couples he's on about.
I've only got in my profession, I work hard.
We know that.
In my profession, I work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. Hi. The blushing bride, she looks divine. The bridegroom, he is doing fine. I'd rather have his job than mine. And I'm cleaning windows. Oh.
He bought the BBC and won.
I don't have enough money. Timbrook Taylor.
Back at all, is he?
Terrific.
Timbrook Taylor, yours is an easy one. She loves you, accompanying the Beatles.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. You think you lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday. yesterday, yay. It's you she's thinking of. And she told me what to say, yay.
God, he's old.
She said she loves you. And you know that can't be bad. Yes, she loves you. And you know you should be glad. She said...
Go on, she said, yes. You hurt her. How does it go on there? She said, you hurt her. So she's almost lost her. How does that go on?
As she says, she knows you're not the hurting kind. She says she loves you and she knows that can't
be bad. It'll be a bloody miracle if you don't know.
Yes, she loves you and you know you should be glad. She loves you, she loves you. And you should be glad. She loves you.
Oh, that is unfair.
Very good, Tim.
There were four of them.
Barry. Yes. Sorry, Barry.
And they could sing.
Never mind, you got full marks for that. Barry Cryer, see what you can do with the Lincolnshire Poacher. Here are the words. And you've got to sing along with... This one comes from an album called Tony Jacklin Swings. Sing along with Tony Jacklin.
Cows on the green.
I was bound apprentice in famous Lincolnshire. For well I served my master for more than 7 years, till I took up to poaching, as you shall quickly hear. Oh, 'tis my delight on a shiny night in the season of the year.
Four.
Such twiddles as I don't know. As me and my companions were setting off a snare.
Here comes a cow.
'Twas then we spied a gamekeeper. For him we did not care. For we can wrestle and fight, my boys, and jump or anywhere.
Well,
sorry about that.
She loves you, yeah.
I have a feeling that round puts Willie and Tim in an unassailable position with 16, with Barry and Graham lagging a little bit behind at 24. We have in the programme where I listen enraptured to the announcements from the team of the arrivals at the politician's ball.
Good heavens, the doors have just swung open, and there are framed in the doorway Mr. and Mrs. Seats with their daughter Margie Nell Seats.
What a shame, because she was coming in later. However, they swung open again. And here, will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Tingvoter and their daughter, Flo Tingvoter.
Oh.
He also has arrived a little earlier than expected.
There aren't many, are there?
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Troll Roll and their son, Alec Troll Roll.
The doors have swung a further 8% to the right, and here come Mr. and Mrs. Enoch Pole and their unlikely offspring, Black Rod.
Over there by the Polynesian bar, good heavens, it's Mr. and Mrs. Tickle Broadcast, where their parrot who likes a good night out, Party Polly Tickle Broadcast.
A very similar lady was about to arrive. However,
stayed at home.
However, please will you welcome Mr. and Mrs. Cyst Influence and their son Mark Cyst Influence.
We're right in the cabaret tonight, that popular Latin American group Lost Deposit.
And now,
we're all nodding.
And now, kicking hell out of a dumb waiter, Mr. and Mrs. Thatcher and their children, known as the Aye Aye Thatcher Lot.
Mr. and Mrs. Ricky, and good heavens, their son has just popped out and whizzed back again, now known as the first return, Billy Ricky.
The
Will you suspend your belief, please, for one moment? And welcome from Scotland, Mr. Democratic Vote and Mrs. Democratic Vote and their daughter, Free Democratic Vote. They've come a long way.
Do I spot over there, standing just beside Tony Benn and his elder brother, Big Ben, a visitor from Scotland to the debating chamber, Woolsack?
There seems to be an anti-Scottish feeling here.
I was mistaken. No, it's somebody else altogether. It's Homosexual Bill.
With his Queen's speech.
No.
Mr. and Mrs. Wright with their jazz playing agent, theatrical of that ilk, son, 10% swing, Tudor Wright.
Mr. and Mrs. Ooza and their bitter, unsuccessful candidate son, Paul Ooza. And isn't he again?
Isn't that the McDonald's over there? Oh, no, it isn't. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
They have a joke I don't want very much. They've got their Auntie Nancy with them, and as we all know, do I hardly need to say, she's anti-devolutionist, and she's known as Govern-Nance of Britain.
Mr. and Mrs. Tory Vote have arrived, and their daughter Mandy Tory Vote.
Won't you stay?
No, I won't.
Ladies and gentlemen.
On the menu tonight.
The last waltz, ladies and gentlemen.
On the menu tonight, you may be interested to hear, is a portion of that cold seabird that nobody is afraid of, the chill tern none dreads.
Oh, excellent.
Time has come to say...
Mr. and Mrs. Festo and their son Manny.
Mr. and Mrs. Stir of the Environment and their daughter Minnie.
Ah. Not to mention Mr. and Mrs. T-Whip and their father, Pa T-Whip.
Don't let's mention any of them.
On behalf of the two teams, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden, and Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor, from us, till next time, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor, and William Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Simon Brett.